What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I am devastated right now, and I'm going to start the show devastated. Welcome to the Fellas Point of View podcast. Oh, my God. We're going to go higher. I want y'all to know we're going to go higher, but we're starting a little low. We're starting just a little low because I heard that my boy gave a performance that was below stellar performances for him. And y'all love me.
We love you, Billy.
We love some Billy Porter. But Billy Porter did a song and they telling me it's just really bad. So I need y'all to go on over and Google. And we're going to say that because he was in his feelings about John Lewis is the reason that it was so rough. We're going to give him that pass.
Billy Porter really felt the song.
Wear your earplugs. That's all I can say.
But not his nose.
And so it's not at the corner of Broadway like his other fabulous CD. It's not there. No. You're not going to get nose. It's somewhere else. It's passed over the rainbow.
Look, he was in his feelings, but he wasn't in the notes.
Oh, my God. So. Okay. Oh, my God. So y'all go listen. Y'all come back. And matter of fact, y'all know I love me some Billy. We're still going to support him. So we're going to put a little clip on our page so y'all can hear a little bit of it, too. We're going to put a little
Yes.
It's a little tiny
piece. We love Billy Porter.
Little tiny piece.
Billy Porter. Oh, my God. I only hope to get to work with him one day. I really
So we are back. We are alive and in living color. Let's take this bad boy higher. Yeah, let's go on up now. How the hell y'all doing? Did y'all have a great week?
We black.
Share the damn podcast. Share. Tell a friend. Don't keep it to your goddamn self. Wash your hands.
Like your best teeth.
Wash your hands. And you people at that goddamn Lake Merritt in Oakland, it is too goddamn late for y'all to be out there. Go the hell home. We are trying to get out of the house before 2021. You won't wear no mask and you outside at the lake like it's a goddamn party.
Andrew Carwell called y'all to wore a mask.
War. And if y'all know if Andrew Carwell is out there fighting in the streets, something is going on. Andrew Carwell got into a fight with a white man in the middle of the street. And at one point, it looked like the man had him, but Andrew said, oh, no, you ain't got me. And he got the best of him, and he starts swinging. Oh, my God.
You need to wear your mask.
That was the funniest thing I had seen all week.
Wore a mask.
You should put that on our site. That clip right there.
Yeah, clip that along with Billy.
Yeah, right there with Billy, baby.
I don't know.
You need to win your man.
When you got an illiterate influencer out here fighting, something is wrong. You
are socialites.
Yes. Wore a mask.
Where your damn
mask? I'm just not going to let that one go.
Wore a mask. Remember, you have to wore a mask. Wait. Me and my woman all
letters and syllables. Wow. Man.
Come on, bro. And I'm sorry, he's getting a little chunky.
Ooh.
It's called quarantine.
Ooh. That ain't quarantine.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Andrew Caldwell.
Maybe Mueller's hips are spreading, you know. Maybe somebody done shot up his club, you know.
Oh, did you say somebody that shot up his club?
You know what? God bless him. And I saw that big old fupa he had down there. Ooh. I was like, oh. I was like, you got a meaty.
Wait a minute. Inquiry mind.
You got a meaty cup down there. Okay.
Oh. Is there a story?
Right.
You just got a big ass fupa on that picture.
Oh, I thought there was a story, honey.
No, there ain't no story with no damn, no, not with him. Ugh.
Oh, I thought there was a story.
No.
The word on the street is, you know, he catches the good ones. He gets the good ones.
But you know, I would
What, didn't he get Porsche's man, allegedly?
I would never tell.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So don't you be in our goddamn inbox talking about suing, because I said, didn't he get you, allegedly?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, honey.
Oh, while he was over there,
how we love a woman.
You wore a mask.
Wore a mask. Wore. I can't with you. I can't with
you. Wore a mask.
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all.
Horrible.
So, we got a cute little show for you today. We got a cute little show. And we're going to start on a beautiful, just right on in here. Y'all know sometimes it takes people just some time to find out who they really are in life. So they just have to keep searching and keep searching. And then one day the bell comes on. Ding, 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 ding. And the door opens and they finally come out the closet. But who knew it would be 90 years later? So, Kenneth Phelps, whatever, decided as he was a grandmother, he's a grandfather, he decided to come out at 90 years old, y'all, and he is looking for the long lost love of his life at 90 years old. He has grandkids. I don't know what to say. Did the key break and you got stuck in there? Is that what it was? And you couldn't get out? And
I'm gonna share this story with you guys. And this is the best I understood it this far. From I met a man that he's approximately like 64, 65 maybe. And he.
Are you doing daddies?
What?
You doing daddies?
Probably. I did you?
I ain't no daddy. Wait a goddamn minute.
Like.
Wait
a minute. Now you know how my daddy is. My daddy is your age, baby.
Wait a goddamn minute. This is boom, bam.
Well, back to the story.
Not what Christopher thought.
But well, back to the story about this though, evening. Like what one of the things on like he talked about is like he's married to a woman with four, and he ended up having four kids with her. And he was like he came out to her and she was devastated by it, and you know and she asked him, when did you know? And he's like, I always did know. And she was like, and her problem was not the fact that he was gay, it was the fact that he deceived her. And from his perspective, he was like in that point in time, in that day and age, it was because like I felt like it was my obligation socially. And so this was the best way to be safe with myself and my story and my secret, because it was not safe otherwise. There was not enough of this to be okay for me to be myself. And so, you know, and the woman that he married, he's like, it was, you know, she wasn't an ugly woman or anything of that nature. It was like, you know, he was like, but I did for a while just feel like I was an obligation, you know, and I just participated in it. And so a lot of men, as I can only speculate, a lot of men have had this story, you know, where, you know, socially this is what they had to do to get through, to have some piece of happiness for their life, some type of safe harbor in life, you know, when you can't be yourself. And I just think it was, you know, it's kind of beautiful that the last years of his life, he made the
decided to come on out to
be himself. And that's so, his last days is to be himself. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that we all kind of want, is to have a deeper, more clear understanding of who we are as people ourselves. And
well, he wasn't so
with that himself. I think I think it's beautiful that he's hell bent Latham Neverhoney.
So he was, because I don't want to diminish his story. I don't want to diminish his story. Kenneth came out, well, he didn't come out. In actuality, he knew in 1942 that he had attraction to other men. He knew that he liked the way that muscular body next to him, you know, it just shined. The muscles just shimmered and all of that. But because, you know, he did the typical Christian family, he grew up in a Christian family, he couldn't do that. And he grew up in Kansas, which it wasn't San Francisco. Y'all know you can't do that like that. We do here. We live different lives. He actually had some encounters with other men, but he never spoke of them. And he got married and he did what you're supposed to do. He had a child. And his daughter came out to him as a lesbian. And then
lesbian.
Then it took him another 25 years to come out to her. So sometimes the path that you take is just a little different from what everybody else, but it's the road that is for you. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you want to do, because your story is your story. It's nobody else's story. You have to live it. Nobody else can make you do anything. So if you choose to stay in the closet for 30, 40 years, God bless you and God keep you. I just want you to be happy. Happy. Find someone who makes you happy. But if you come out the closet, we have the different variations. There's so many things that you can do. You can sleep around. You can be in a relationship. You can be in a polyamorous relationship. You can be asexual. You can whatever. There's so many things for you to do. So there's a whole broad world for you to be a part of. And I'm sure Armand will help you and direct you along, because we have some supportful men here who are always here to encourage you along your journey. Isn't that right?
I do encourage you to get that monkey off your back. Don't wait 90 years. If you like sucking dick, it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay.
It is fine. Just know that.
It's okay.
Lots of people, put it like this, 50% plus you and more like sucking dick.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You don't need to take 90 years to come out.
You know,
but if you do, your coming out story is your own, it's at your own time, in your own rhythm.
We did mention about Philip, didn't we? The young man he was in love with. Did we mention about Philip?
No, you're telling that part. You come on and tell it.
All I know is he was in love. They met in the army, and he was in love with Philip. And Philip eventually, when he finally came into his truth with telling his daughter, he wanted to tell Philip about it, and Philip had actually died. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, so, he never got a chance to actually share that part of his life with Philip. But they loved each other and was privately in love. You know,
so he went searching for his long lost love.
And yeah,
we all think he was searching. Y'all think he was searching on the whole apps?
Oh, he did. Not on the apps, damn it.
Searching.
Ooh. He didn't go on the apps.
I don't think he went on the apps.
But they met.
What's the app? Daddy's 90. Let's not forget the age.
Right, like he's doing
findingdaddies.com.
Like he's doing his U.S. Postal.
In that,
everybody letters.
Him and Philip.
His app was a bathhouse.
Oh, y'all.
Philip, you in here?
Yeah. Oh.
Philip Allen Jones was his first love. That was his love. And he found out, he said, I'm very sad and a lonely part today. My first and greatest love has passed away. He lived a full and happy life, I'm told by his niece. His partner of many years passed just a few years ago as well. So sometimes maybe you shouldn't wait.
Yeah. I feel like he should wait. And I feel like had he not waited, went ahead and came out, he probably wouldn't have gave a fuck about Philip.
He wouldn't have met. They were in love.
Child.
Maybe.
That's not love, sir. The first one is not love.
No, because the bubble boy.
Oh, that's not nice.
The first one is not love.
The bubble will burst the moment you bust.
Yeah.
Ooh, y'all are so jaded.
Because if that shit ain't popping, you're like, ooh, let me think about this.
Ooh, y'all so jaded.
The bubble will burst the first time you bust. Is that biblical or what? You said that. The bubble will burst the first nut you bust. Yep. All right. You make sure you write that one down for your
show. I know. Put it on a t-shirt.
That's a mess.
You said that.
Bubble burst as soon as you burst. God damn it.
Yep.
Right.
That's when you realize, can I fuck with this for the rest of my life?
Oh my God, y'all!
Not if it's like this.
I gotta marry this booty hole.
That's crazy. I mean, when I was looking over this, man, I read that part and I was just like, all those years thinking about this one man, like, girl, if you had just came out, it would have been hundreds by 90.
Thousands.
Wow.
I'm going to be clawing forever, going from man into another man into another man.
Well, we applaud Daddy. That's all I can say.
We do.
Applaud Grandpa.
We do. We glad he out here in his truth now.
Living his truth.
Somebody get him a mobile device so that he can get on the whole apps and make up for 90 years of lost time.
Right. Happiness looks good on
you. In this house, there's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes. Now, back to our saved program with this.
Saved program.
All right.
Those that don't do that, that don't know anything about that. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to mention in honorable mentions?
Not particularly. I really don't care about nobody.
It's been one of those weeks for me, so no, I have nothing. No. I'm like Whitney Houston tonight.
I don't really care about nothing or no one at this particular moment to mention anybody.
Wow.
Okay, then we're going on into Hot Topics. But I know this Hot Topics is going to affect you. Our very first one of the night is going to get our good old Fernando. So, y'all, we are in the middle of just a horrible time. And a judge has decided that here in California, because there was a law that was passed, I want to say it's AB5 for gig workers, that says that Uber and Lyft must classify all of their drivers as employees. Employees. And Uber has made the announcement that they're saying if they cannot win in the appeal, Uber will be shutting down for a couple of months.
Uber is arrogant like that. Uber will pack their bag and say, peace the fuck out. It's been real, bitch. Like, I've worked for Uber before, and I've seen them say some shit behind closed doors. They'll be like, fuck you and your mama too.
But here's the thing. In the midst of this recession and in the midst of this pandemic that we're in, they said it's going to possibly be till November. Do you know how many people rely on that? And how many people who are driving Uber and Lyft right now that will not have any source of income?
And guess what? And do you know that Uber just announced that they're going to start doing delivery for Walmart?
Yeah, but that you gotta don't nobody shop at Walmart like that. Amazon, baby. Amazon.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me?
Oh, Lord.
The Walmart?
Oh, Lord.
I go to Walmart at least two or three times a month.
Like, $8 for 25 pieces of chicken?
Hello? They beating churches. Fuck you.
Right. The chicken be so beefed up. They've been to everybody's gym. Baby, they work out right there in the pen.
Henrietta chicken is really plump.
She sure is, bitch. She's like, I got 10 teas for you tonight.
Nice. Well, Uber gonna be bringing y'all some goddamn chicken then, because that's gonna be about the size of it, and everybody can't go to Walmart and pick something up and bring it. So somebody is about to get the short end of the stick here.
But I knew it was gonna be some shit. I used to drive for Lyft. I stopped driving when the pandemic hit, like March 16th. Started doing my unemployment in April, and I knew it was gonna be some shit when they started giving independent contractors unemployment for a ride share. I knew it was going to be something. And it was just a matter of time. Plus, when they changed the billing and made the drivers get less money and they was getting more money at the beginning of this year, 2020, same year, I knew it was going to be some shit. So that's what's going on. It's too much sanction. Then they went public with their stock. That was another bad. But so it's been slowly coming. I don't know. I mean, if that's the case, then I mean it changes the whole dynamic of everything. And I don't know. I mean, me personally, I don't really see myself going back driving after this pandemic is over or anything like that. But you know, that's just me personally.
Yeah, Fernando, because Fernando loves to hop in a good Uber, and he'll lift his way on out of here.
Yeah. And I mean, and then really the taxes and everything in California is so high. So that's why I started in California. But next after us is going to be New York. Right after that, then it's going to jump back to Texas. Then it's going to jump to Nevada. It's going to be on. And, you know, now since Uber and Lyft is all over the world, in Africa and Asia and Europe or whatever, it's like, okay, bye, United States. We don't really need y'all.
Nope.
And so for those of you,
here's the thing. For me, I drove for them right before I made my big move to the West Coast to try to get a little coins to cushion. Yeah, and so I mean, I worked for them and got like saved like $4,000 in the summer. So you know, it was cool.
Good money.
Here's the deal. Because I really have very stern feelings about this. And I feel like Uber must have trash lawyers. Because here's the brass tacks of it. All right, follow me. Uber, Lyft, Instacart, DoorDash, etc. All those companies have created a piece of software. And they have hired people to create that piece of software. People who are delivering or are drivers for Uber and Lyft are not their employees. They didn't help build that app. They didn't do anything to produce that piece of software. So they're not employees. From, I don't know what judge is seeing this in a way where these people are employees. I simply don't get it. But you have to think of it this way. You have either Apple piece of hardware or
Android,
a computer or Android or but it, you have a laptop, and it undoubtedly has Microsoft Office on it. Okay, Microsoft employed a bunch of people to pull off Microsoft Office, that software package. All right, now just because Chris buys this software and uses it, how does that in turn make Chris an employee of Microsoft? How? Chris is using a piece of software for what the software was intended for, all right? How does that make you an employee of Microsoft? If this ruling goes through, then that means that any piece of software that somebody uses, you are now their employee and you gotta get benefits.
Exactly. Like essentially, Anybody who has an OnlyFans account is now
an employee of OnlyFans.
Shit. We done come up.
Yep.
They connect somebody with a need, like somebody needs a ride. Somebody has something, i.e. empty spaces in their vehicle, empty seats in their
supply
vehicle.
Supply and demand.
Right. And somebody is another user says, I need a ride. I wonder if anybody has an extra seat. So they connect the two via this piece of software. And for that convenience, for that help, the person needing a ride pays the person who gave the ride some money. Who is an employee of who?
Right.
Like Uber must have the worst lawyers on the fucking planet. I have no idea how they're getting hoes in this way.
Ooh. They must be some cocaine snorting somebody because
must be. Maybe,
like I don't know how a judge could wrap his or her brain around that kind of thing and then not knowing the responsibility of making that kind of judgment and see what kind of domino effect it would have on any platform.
Right. Uber never told these people who sign up to give a ride or DoorDash never told people who sign up to drop off food to try to sustain their entire lives with this income. They never told these people to do that.
But whoa. But they do make these big old proclamations that you can make this much money at a certain time and you can make this much money a month. And it is more than what most people are making. That's why they keep saying you can't make money.
So they put in their advertisements what their data tells them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's not doing that?
Right. Again,
Coca-Cola told you were going to be refreshed by drinking their beverage. They didn't tell you that it's gonna corrode your insides and give you the sugar.
Oh, give you the sugar.
And Coca-Cola can also be used to eat battery acid.
Now I say this is okay. Now is going to be if they don't win the appeal, this is going to be devastating for a lot.
I think it's nuts. Yeah, I mean, like, just think about all these people who are driving. Now Uber has to roll them into their employee, into their benefits. It's just going to blow their budgets out of the water.
It's going to drive up the cost. And then not to mention that Uber is just about to complete the acquisition of Postmates. So they're going to have they're going to be bringing all those clientele. So now what they're going to do with Postmates employees. And now that and every other food service company out there, what's going to happen with them?
It's going to be a domino effect. I mean, everybody's going to have to follow suit if it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if it happens
in California first, every other state is going to have to follow suit. And like Armand was saying, it's going to be a hell of a trickle down theory as far as their budget, as far as what they charge. All that's going to jump up. They're going to be back at taxi rates, and once again, it's going to die off.
That's a good segue into what I typically have an issue with, and people not really really grasping what the Lyfts and the Ubers of the world have done to transportation. Like, just think about how awful of an experience it was to catch a taxi. If you were black and a black man to catch a taxi,
right?
It was some of the most demoralizing racist shit you could ever do. And so when those riot apps came out and provided a little bit of anonymity to people who needed a ride to somewhere, the person whether it was a racist driver or not, they generally didn't know that you were somebody that would be objectionable to them until they came to pick you up.
I'm thinking about it now. So once you become an employee of Uber, now you have to work on an assigned schedule. Every Uber driver going to want to agree to an assigned schedule, because when you're an employee, you're agreeing to a schedule. You know, whereas right now, driving is up your free will. Whatever time you want to, you set your own schedule. Now, as an employee, you have forfeited that schedule, because now you're no longer a contractor, you're a W-2 worker. So W-2 workers typically have reporting hours. Are you going to agree to reporting hours?
Mm-hmm. And well, we're talking about tax bases. I wonder how the taxes are going to just fall off a cliff for the state of California, because if Uber does fold, then you have just that many more tax-paying people from all nationalities who would have got a 1099 and would have owed the state of California some tax revenue. They don't owe you shit no more, because they don't got no job.
Yep.
Got well, it. We shall see what's going to happen with that in the next 7 to 8 days. We will see what the judge decides. And so to all of those of you who were school bus drivers and you walked into our wonderful offices and said, fuck this, I'm not working here no more. I'm going to drive Uber because I can make so much money. I pray that Uber wins the appeal, because bitches, you will come back to the bottom of the list. You will be at the bottom of the list. Your demise will be real quite fast. I shouldn't. Oh, that's not nice.
There it is.
But that's what you did. That's what you did. Because we had several drivers quit. Fuck this job. I'm going to drive Uber. I can make more money driving Uber. Fuck all y'all. Can't stand y'all.
Can they make more money driving Uber?
If you drive all goddamn day.
Man, you throw some of that Obama.
Yeah, I was just about to say that they would have to drive all day, 7 days a week.
Look, you throw some health care on that 1099.
Oh, No. That's without health care. Because right. when you put that shit in there, that changes everything.
Right.
They can make that money without health care, but when they got to pay $800 a month for insurance, like one of our school districts here in the Bay Area, that if you don't, they don't pay for the insurance, you have to pay your own insurance. And it starts at $795 a month for a single person.
That is nuts.
What the hell? That's why this school district can never get any drivers, because I will never pay $800 a month for no damn insurance.
How the bus drivers just ain't in the same healthcare pool as the teachers?
The teachers pay their own too. The district is like that all the way across the board.
Where's the union insurance?
Where's the union period? Shit. Right.
They ain't got a good one. So,
wow.
You bitches better pray they pass, or you're going to be at the bottom of a seniority list. Oh, and that's if you haven't let your school bus certificate go. You may not be able to come back. And then we're not hiring right now because we're not working.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Pandemic. So you can't come back to the school district. We have nowhere to put you.
Because now you're an employee of Instacart, Uber Eats, Uber, Lyft. Because now every single one of them that you done signed up for, now you're an employee of all them bitches.
Well, it's going to be bad for some people out there. It's going
to
be
good. How many schedules are you going to be able to work? You have to do that Jamaican job work.
And what I will say to those of us that still drive the bus, the traffic should ease up a lot with so many less Uber and Lyft and Instacart cars. Ooh, traffic might just ease on up. It might be a little breeze.
Baby, but I'm like,
I don't wish nobody bad. I don't wish anybody bad.
What do you do when you drive for all of them bitches? You drive for Amazon, Instacart. You drop for Uber and Lyft, Google.
I'm watching your coins disappear. That's what happens. Your coins are gone.
Well, we're praying for Uber and Lyft and all of them. You guys are in our prayers. You're in our prayers. But you're not in our prayers for all of you hoes and jokes that's out here acting a fool, because Biden made his decision on who he wanted to be his running mate, and the internet has went into a blaze. When the name was announced, you guys started this trending in less than a damn hour. And y'all have went in on Kamala, whatever she is this week.
Kamala,
whatever her name is, y'all have
not Kamala. That's what your orange president called her, Kamala.
Kamala, yeah, like he called Yosemite. But you guys have gotten on internet, and I'm still confused as to why on the internet you guys are dragging her for something that happened 20 years ago. And I mean, you're saying you won't vote. I'm not voting with her. Why would he pick her? You guys are playing the fool. And I just want y'all to know that while you're saying about her past, the Idi Amin, what you said, what's his name? Idi Amin.
Tangerine Idi Amin,
last week shut off the Fair Housing Act. So that means that if you decide you go into a suburban area and you would like to rent a home, and a white person owns it, an Asian person owns it, and they look at you and decide that they don't want to rent to you, they don't have to rent to you. If you go to your apartment complex and they decide not to renew your lease anymore, they don't have to do that. But we're worried about Kamala from 20 years ago. What do you guys think? Is she the one that is going to take us over the top, or is her past going to drag us down?
Let me say this. First and foremost, I'm still voting for the ticket. Let me just be abundantly clear. I'm still voting for the ticket.
Yes.
My worry does have to do with her past. But I'm still voting for the ticket. My worry is whomever comes in on a Democratic ticket and sits in the presidential seat or the vice president's seat, I need for them to have one of their top focuses needs to be reforming the justice system. I mean, put real feet to the ground, real teeth to the effort. Really get in there and do it. Now, Kamala's background says that she might be the one that can do it. The irony of it for me is making it very difficult for me to trust that she will do it, since she was a very successful DA. And my experience, personal experience with DAs, is nothing matters more to them than their professional record.
Yes.
Nothing matters more to them than putting another W in their column, and they can get W's by using plea deals,
yes,
which are notoriously horrible for brown people, because brown people are placed into plea deals with this false sense of a choice or an option, and it rarely goes well for brown people. And I don't exactly know all of her history, but if we had to generalize, which may not be a good thing to do, but if we had to generalize about district attorneys and what they care about, it's that win record. And win at all costs, whether or not the plea deal serves anybody any good at all, be it the state or the defendant. Now, I say all of that to say, I think that this woman has a heart. I think that this woman has gotten the message that things need to change, and that she needs to fall on the right side of the change and the right side of the movement and the law. And I think that she has a background that will allow her to do that. Now, when we compare her to the current administration, and I'm trying to think of a way not to mention this man's name, but the former governor of Indiana, when it comes to comparison of those two, leaps and bounds she can run circles around that jackass.
Jackass.
We get no value from the current vice president. He is not even a viable choice for us to get rid of Tangerine Idi Amin. So I'm all for Kamala. And I will say this one last thing. It should have been Stacey. And I'm finished.
Yes, I agree. I agree. It should have been Stacey. Stacey was definitely, and I'm really hurt that she was not even in the numbers to be vetted. And I apologize before I
say it should have been Stacey, because right fucking now they are assaulting the ability to vote. That is her platform. That is what exactly. She knows. That this assault on voting right now, she would have clobbered it.
She would have clobbered it. Not only that, she graduated from Harvard. Every time
I think it was Yale.
Was it Yale?
You're right. It was an Ivy. It was an Ivy.
It was an Ivy League school.
And when she talks, I have to pull out my Google to look up the words that she said.
That's cool.
That's
what we need on the world stage. We don't need any more of Tangerine Idi Amin with his fucking toddler vocabulary. We don't need the former governor from Indiana up here talking about he can't go into meetings unless mother is there. What are we doing? Who are these people?
Racist.
Demons. Fernando, what are you thinking?
I like her. I like Kamala Harris. The way I look at it is like this, y'all. Like, vote with a discerning eye. And what I think that Joe Biden didn't make a good strategic choice with her, even though I felt more strongly with Stacey Abrams. But I see why he picked her, because I knowing to kind of make a shift and kind of do a reparative therapy for our country, that I'm pretty sure he knows that he's going to need somebody who's going to be a police to all the corruption that has happened for the past couple of years through each country, and knowing that a vice president's job is to kind of be the police for those kind of things. So, you know, given that, you know, Kamala Harris is that kind of woman that can shake a man's stability real quick. Like, she is good with it. She's that woman that will ask you a question and you get real scared about how you answer that question. She's real good for it. Like, she kind of walks that walk and talks that talk kind of thing for that kind of behavior, that kind of approach, you know, that a vice president may need to be in, you know, kind of, you know, pulling some roots out of corruption that's kind of happened. I think that he probably thought in that kind of manner that she'd be that woman that have that kind of backbone to do that, and men do kind of shake a little bit for her. So the good thing is that what I'm optimistic about with both of them, both Biden and Kamala Harris, is that these people are people of reason. And as my mom mentioned that part of her behavior trait is that she wants a win, and she don't want that L. And part of wanting that win is being able to be very keen to what your constituents want, what your voters are asking of you, and being able to deliver on a promise. And I think that both Biden and Kamala Harris kind of understands that this is a little bit different than your average, you know, presidency, that people are just not going to be okay with them going to business as usual. Like, there's going to be some checks and balances there. And I think with these two people, they are going to be a little bit more accessible to, you know, having those checks and balances put against them. At least that's the hope for me, versus what we have now, where there's no motherfucking reason. There's no motherfucking conversation. You know, there's nobody else's voice that's allowed in the room other than the voices that's in that motherfucker's head.
True that. Lamont, what you think?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be real short with mine. First of all, we need a change, and I think change is inevitable. I really don't think Trump has a chance to win because I think it's 10 states that were red are now blue. So we got more on our side than ever, because let's not forget, he didn't win popularity vote. He won electoral vote.
Exactly.
And so now we have more Democrats electorally. So I think he does not have a chance as far as that. Then we go into the whole thing of him counting votes and trying to block the mail and trying to close off the funding for the Postal Department. And he thinks that he's going to win by that right. Mm-mm. Doesn't have a chance. I just think we need a change. I feel as far as Kamala being chosen as vice president nominee, I think it was a better choice, so to speak. My only thing is I have reservations as far as a lot of the things that she actually put in place for California. When the rubber met the road, she kind of bowed out of it and didn't really have favoritism as far as some of the stuff that she helped put in place, quote unquote, changed her mind or what have you. So I'm just hoping that as a VP, I know she can get the job done. I just hope that she has the strong views to be where Biden needs her to be at a certain time. I know right now Trump is challenging her citizenship as far as U.S. is concerned, saying that since she's West Indies, she wasn't born an American. Then Pence is challenging her Jewish husband as far as her not being for the Jews, but she's married to a Jewish man. It's just like, okay, now that they haven't touched the black situation yet, they will, but they haven't touched that little situation yet, but they've touched everything else as far as, you know, her husband being Jewish. You know, she's not necessarily going to be for the Jews because she's out to prove something towards her husband. I mean, it's just been some crazy shit for the last day or two. They've been talking, and I'm like, I actually at one particular point I was like, well, is there anything else that can come out these people's mouths? Now I'm like, what else is going to come out their mouths? I mean, I've never really been so scared in all my life to watch the news just to see what the hell is going to come on my screen. That this happened today, that happened today. You know, I don't know. I like I said, my vote is Democrat. I'm just like Armand. I don't care, you know, who is necessarily on the ticket. We need change. I don't think our country can survive another 4 years of Trump. We barely survived these last 3.5. So I'm definitely happy about it. I know Uncle Joe can go in there and get the job done. Hopefully Kamala can back him as much as possible. I don't know who our Secretary of State is going to be. That's going to be an interesting choice. See who he picks. But yeah, I think we need to think positive, and hopefully on November 3rd, or I'll say November 4th, the day after, we will have a change in this world. Although I'm hearing that Trump is saying that he's not going out without a fight. I don't know what the hell that means. But yeah, I don't know. Chris, what you think?
You hoes.
Give that man a hamburger and a taco. And tell that
you hoes. You idiots. You fools that's sitting at home. I'm coming hard for y'all. Let me tell y'all something. We ain't got nobody else. I'm so sick of y'all on here trending and coming for this woman. Bernie didn't make it. I'm sorry. Bernie did not make it. The ghost of whoever else you thought did not make it. We are at the end. There is nobody else. There is no Captain Save-A-Ho coming to save you. We have to go with this ticket. And the reason why the Republican Party stands so strong, even if they don't like somebody, they still vote with their ticket. They go with the ticket. But over here on the Democratic side, we get, my person didn't make it. I ain't voting. See, y'all on the plantation when you start voting. I don't know what the hell is wrong with y'all people. There are only two people on the ticket. And if you listen to Nick Cannon's ass and say that you're going to support Kanye West, you just as dumb as a doornail. I did not pick her. She was not my first pick. I don't know her track record. I don't know who she put in jail. I don't know who she didn't put in jail. I don't know what laws she put on there. She just was not my first pick. I did not follow her. And yes, I do live in California, but I did not follow her. And the other reason why some of you are so upset with her, because Pookie, Shaquan, Shaquita, Chanel, Shanane got put in jail because the marijuana law said it was against the law at that time. So if you're driving down the street hotboxing in the goddamn car and the police pull you over, what the hell you think is going to happen? It was the law. Now, if you're not happy with the law, go talk to somebody that sits in the state and the House representative and say, how do I go about changing the law? And they'll tell you to start with getting some signatures so that you can start the process. It's real simple, hoes. It's real simple. Kamala is it. Kamala is it. And I told y'all I'd jack up a name. Kay Harris is it. She's it. So you bitches better ride with her like the wheels is falling off, because if you don't, we gonna end up in slavery. Y'all gonna end up, because I'm moving out to the United States. I'm gonna leave y'all. I'm gonna send y'all a postcard from overseas. So we wish her the best, and I'm believing God that on November 4th, that we're going to get this wonderful announcement. And then I need all y'all to get y'all guns. I need y'all to hop in y'all cars, because this fool say he ain't leaving the office. I want y'all to drag his ass out. Drag him kicking and screaming, and get them children and drag them right on over to that good old jail and leave their asses there and throw away the goddamn key. There you have it. In other news... I saw this and I was a little devastated, just a little devastated. You know, I don't like reboots. I don't like remakes. There's very few covers that I like. I like originality, the original. But there seems to be a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot coming. And we all know that this was a comedy. It was a comedy when it first came out. But now there is a trailer that has went viral. And it is not going to be a comedy anymore. It is going to be a drama. It's going to be a dramatic situation. Lamont, what do you think?
Hell no. What'd you say to Miss Millie, girl? Hell no. Please, they got to be kidding me.
It went viral?
I mean... come on, we got a classic, and you're going to do that? You're going to take it from a comedy to a drama? Come on, really? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay.
No. I'm telling you, man, folks got to stop believing everything the internet says. Just because some shit go viral, don't think that all them folks going to tune in to your little show. Them folks were happy with a little 10-second clip or whatever it was. Man, don't think folks going to run watch that shit.
Y'all ain't watching.
I was real unhappy to know that it was not going to be funny.
Oh, I love Will Smith. That was it. And
I like the original.
Yeah, I love
the original.
Love it down.
How we going to do a drama?
I don't see it. I don't. Mm-mm.
Fernando, you ready for a drama?
Bring back the old UNViv.
Yes. Bring back the UNViv that took that dance class and slayed them hoes. And then
exactly.
Bring her back.
She slayed them hoes in that dance class. Yeah, and
I need them to bring back the real UNViv for real. I'll watch it if they bring her back. Otherwise, I'm not here for none of that stuff. They can keep it.
And you know what? Will Smith is not showing up to that mess either.
Janet Hubbard, where are you, honey? We need you. But I think,
she done dropped off the face of the earth.
I thought I was getting ready to say, I think she said that last post was going to be it for her, because even though I do love Will Smith, he did do her wrong. He did get her blackballed in the industry. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But I'm not with a reboot. I just don't understand why there's so many people hollering, they're creative. Then create something new.
I'm with you on that.
You know what? Look, I'm sitting right now like, how in the world can I get in touch with somebody who can help me create the shows I've been sitting here writing and conjuring up? How do my nobody ass get to be on a Netflix or HBO or something like that? Where are you at, Issa Rae?
Pick up the phone and call Christopher Terrence Jones. Christopher Terrence Jones has a director, a film person who can film your show. She's a film writer. She's right here in our backyard. She can do everything that you need done. These people started on YouTube. They started on these little small things. I did a film with her years ago, and the film that I did with her won at the film festival. She just didn't take it on to turn it into an actual big movie. We won at the indies and all the independent film, but she didn't take it on to do a full film. If you have it, this is the time to get out and do your stuff that is original. I don't want to see another goddamn reboot. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I think it's lazy.
The thing is, those are the people who's in the writers' rooms and the budgeting rooms.
Make your own goddamn room right now. Make your own goddamn table. You don't need to be in their mess. Make your way, just like Tyler Perry. Nobody knew who Tyler Perry was, and he was doing plays on the road and had already made 500 million. Nobody knew who he was.
For years.
David Talbert. What's the other man that did Beauty Shop? Beauty Shop.
Shelley Garrett.
Shelly Garrett, Vi Higginson, Mama, I Wanna Sing. Nobody knew who these people were because they
Michael were Matthews.
Michael Matthews, touring and doing productions, making millions. Don't let nobody say you got to do this. Make your own way. There's so much in you, Fernando. There's so much. Let me speak life. Speak life. Make your own way. Don't worry about getting into the rooms with them, because when you make your own way, they're going to come looking for you. They're going to be there looking for you. That's what happened with Tyler. They didn't want to hear until he was making movies. Nobody was even knocking on the door, and then Lionsgate came along. With nobody else. And they still don't want to mess with him, but now they got to mess with him because now everybody and their mama filming on his property. Everybody and their mama is filming
How about it?
His property that used to be a slave plantation.
Oh, my.
Make your own way, and then they shall come. Don't worry about what the next person is doing. And he got the creme de la creme of actors working with him. Because, honey, Blair Underwood just takes that shirt off. Ooh, just got a little hot in the room. Just got a little hot. Cicely Tyson.
Yes, so, mother.
I mean, Lynn Whitfield. Come on now. We got
Lady
May. So make your own way. Don't wait on these nitwits, because these nitwits ain't never gonna get it right. And it's really sad to say that we have 5 million directors, and then they get mad when people come up on YouTube and do original stuff and they say, oh, they don't have any talent, but these shows get picked up. Triangle. Y'all know I love Triangle Dirty Draws. I love Triangle's Dirty Draws.
Yo, shit.
They write for their crowd. Their crowd comes to their website. They started on YouTube. The sound was horrible. Oh my God. Horrible. You couldn't hear a word they said. You was like, well, but I kept following them. And now they get my money every month because now I pay $9.99 a month to get their website to be right there and follow the seasoning.
You better go ahead, Triangular.
From nothing on YouTube to now that. Fernando, take yourself right on there. Create it yourself. We'll call Misha. Misha, come on over there. She'll be like, action. Cut. It's a wrap. It's done.
There it is.
And she's good at what she does. And she happened to be a lesbian. She's a lesbian. So she'll understand just by and by how it's supposed to work on out. She's a lesbian. A lesbian. And also this, you have a place to shoot at because she's over the theater in Vallejo. So you have a stage and everything. See, sometimes you got to call Christopher Terrence Jones. You just got to pick up the phone. Yeah, I know a few people. Just a few. Just a few. Just a few people. Just a little bit. And then you call that good old Lamont Bradley when you're getting ready to go on the road. And there's your management. There's your tour person. And then you call that good old Armand. I need you. I need you. And he brings in that good old IT. Because you're the entertainer now. You're not IT anymore. You get the people to come and do everything for you. And then you put this wonderful face right here of Christopher Terrence Jones. I'm the front person. You know, I'm out there. I'm the face, baby. I'm the face.
Come on, face.
Just give you, put a little hair on me, you know, put a little stage makeup. Action. Yes. Live my best life. And there you have it.
All right. Billy Porter would be proud of that note.
Well, I can hit it with no issues.
Come on, right, Billy. Watch it, Porter.
I don't have to struggle for it. We just have to know that we don't let nobody decide who we are. We don't let nobody take us on their road, on their journey. Everything that we have is inside of us. God has given us all so much talent. All we have to do is use what's inside of us. And we'll get to where we need to be. I promise you. You believe me. I believe in you. Yes.
All right. Oh. Come on, falsetto. Whistle
tone. And we're going to make it. Now, if we don't make it, we can pack our bags like the rest of the folks because there's a record number of Americans that are leaving the United States now. They're giving up their passports. So if we don't make it, get on. Let's go. Y'all ready? Pack your bags.
I'm ready.
They're saying right now. Huh? Uh-oh. You're breaking. You're breaking.
Come on. Breaking up.
Yeah, we lost you for a second.
Really? That's crazy.
There you are.
Oh my God.
I put it this way, I'm gonna make my decision by November 4th.
November 4th.
I won't tell nobody where I'm going. I'm out.
Just go, right.
Don't do it to us, Nando.
That's how I came to San Francisco. Like, literally, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and, like, the next week, they were like, where you at, man? I'm like, not in Atlanta no more. So, when you coming back? Hopefully never. Bye.
Hopefully
never.
It's like, you moved on us? Sure did. Peace out. Send your postcard, bitch.
According to Bambridge Accountants, they report that 5,816 people gave up their U.S. citizenship in the first half of 2020. And that's a 1,200% increase on the previous 6 months in which only 444 cases were reported. Oh, my God. So, if it don't work out, we all have somewhere else to go. There are plenty of places that are accepting us in.
I want to go to Australia because I heard the boys got big dicks.
Yeah, they got big old racist dicks for you, bro.
And I love it with some big old high and uppity booties too. That could just bust up too. Like, just like, I don't care if you racist, just open your booty hole. We like, I was like, you won't care about the color when it's in there anyway.
I can't.
Like, shut your racist ass up and take this shit, bitch.
This hole is red.
Like, you stupid asshole. I don't give a care about your race issues. Shut up and close your mouth and open this ass up. The fuck are you talking about? I fucking hate your kind. Well, you love this dick. It is always USDA approved.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah, you just beat, bitch. Put it in your mouth.
Y'all in the south of France. That's where I will be residing.
I'm gonna go to the fucking Middle East. I'm gonna go to the fucking Middle East. They'll be so mad at me. Like, try to throw me off a building, bitch. Like,
if to live
your wife go cut you first, because I make friends with women real fast. I'm like the fucking Oprah book club in that motherfucker. I guarantee you, a dude may cut your throat before you throw me over the fucking building, because I may sleep with your daddy.
I'm going where it's cheap to live. I want to live.
Oh, nah, I ain't going there. I'm going somewhere where it's just high sedity and shit. I need resources and shit so I can just hide my ass somewhere. I want to be not
to be seen. Dubai. Going over to Dubai.
Goodbye.
Where all the billionaires are. Go to Dubai.
But they're boring, though. Ugh.
But they're billionaires, and you can have champagne.
No, I'll be hanging out with the food crew
and snails.
Snails.
No. Escargot.
Escargot.
And caviar.
It's like
caviar.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I like. If I could marry a rich man, it would be so So, that's like on P-Valley when she said, what's wrong with light skin? She just light.
She just light.
like, what's wrong with that dude over there? He's just rich. Stupid ass.
I happened to watch that show, just so y'all will all know. I did watch
And you got your whole ass life. Tell us about it.
I got my entire life, and as I swung from the pole, honey, yes, I swung from the pole a couple of times. I know
you're trying to do some of the moves as Mercedes. Uh-huh.
Yes, baby, I am Mercedes.
A quicker letter.
I humpback eye, baby, yeah.
Did you see her fly on the pole?
I got my entire life as I was twirling around in the sky. Coming down head first.
You was a ballerina on that goddamn pole.
Yes, I was. So this little show has intrigued me. Not my normal show. I am just really intrigued. Mm-hmm. Uncle Clifford is really a piece of work.
That is a character.
He is a piece of work, but what really got me, I was like, okay, this show is really, really good. But Mercedes beat the hell out of her mama outside that damn building.
Didn't you see that, bitch?
I'm hooked. Thank you all for coming. This is the beatdown of life. And then when she got into that jail cell, she went after her again.
Whip that ass again.
That's my girl.
$20,000 ass whooping. That's what that was, baby.
Yes, she
deserved every one of them licks, goddammit.
She deserved.
She said, you are dead to me.
And when she got down there and the mama was doing all of that and she was like, come. And I said, oh, well, shit, they're going to make her turn everything. And she got down on her knees and she said, you are dead.
Bitch, you are dead to me.
Oh, I said, oh, because I was like, honey, I still would have been hitting my mama. I'd have been beating her. I'd have swung on this pole all these years so that I could have a backup plan to come out. And you take my money to go start a goddamn church?
What? Leave me on a pulpit?
With no members.
With no members. And no way of giving me back my money.
No.
I'm going to kill you. So, and I do like that the entire cast are people that I don't know. So I love that there's an original cast stepping out, some new people out there. And I do love the fact that most of the stuff is done by the body doubles or the real strippers from real clubs. because they are giving you some goddamn trips and twirls. I'm like, well, y'all better do this goddamn thing.
Yep. They do it. Did they do it?
Yep.
And I was really intrigued with the storyline of Little Murder falling for Uncle Clifford.
Don't you know that shit?
I didn't see that coming.
Wasn't that pretty?
I did not see that coming. Are you choking, Armand?
Did you not see that coming when he was teaching you how to braise the wings, bitch?
Fernando, I thought about you when it was going forth in the office. Up against that good old shoebox. Like I said, that's Nando right there, baby.
you know it too, bitch. I only had one of them moments.
Murder can get it as long as he approaches me in the way that he approached it with that swag and that accent, he can get it.
I did not see that come. And you, when y'all kept saying, I kept thinking back to Players Club. This is a 2050 Players Club.
Right. Yeah. I told you times 10. You thought I was kidding.
Yeah, this is a whole different kind of club.
I had no idea that it would be run by Uncle Clifford. I did not see that coming. And Uncle Clifford is one big old tall, and I'm always the one to say, anytime you over 6 feet tall, I just think you should never be a transgender drag queen. You just look crazy. This is a big man.
And you had to see all of Uncle Clifford already.
Right.
I'm like, you's a biggin.
And make that shit look good, don't he?
You walking around here with 6 inches on? I'm like,
P-Valley, baby. P-Valley, tune in on Sundays on Stars.
Yeah, get your Sunday church in with P-Valley because they'll give it to you right.
We love it.
Those of you that don't have Stars, if you don't have Stars, they have a 3-month deal going on right now. You can catch you a little.
Sure do.
They got a
$5 for 3 months.
$5. Sign up. For 3 months. How many more shows do we got in this one?
There is 3 more episodes. It's a total of 8. So you got 3 more episodes coming. After that, Power starts. The new Power Book 2 starts.
I'm telling you, y'all, if they would produce my show right after P-Valley, that would be the shit.
I didn't know Power Back was coming back. Oh, yeah.
It's the new version, Power Book 2.
With the son and Tasha.
With the son, yes.
Power Book Pro, okay.
Took my ghost away.
So I'm gonna have to watch the last, because I never watched Power. Don't hate me. So I'm gonna have to watch the last season and so I can catch up on the little boy and all that. Yeah. I never
watched it either.
The devil. How dare you?
Oh. I mean, I tried watching like season one and the first 3 or 4 episodes. It reminds me of New York Undercover, kind of, sort of. it wasn't really what I was expecting, so I don't know.
Honey, Tommy could have me anywhere, anyhow, anyway.
No, anytime. That's me.
If Tommy said, lay on top of a moving car, I'm going to lay on top of a moving car.
Like, one baby, no. Look, I'm telling you, no, Diamond.
I was waiting for a chance to get in on that. Yes.
Which one is Diamond?
Yes, God.
The bouncer.
Yes, God.
Oh, the bouncer.
Grab that motherfucker by the neck and pick his ass up. You saw how sexy that shit was?
Diamond is nice looking. Yes, he is.
Oh, Jesus.
You know that's Benny from Heaven Have Knots, right?
He can have all my knots.
Diamond plays Heaven Have
Knots.
Yeah, he plays Benny, the son, on Heaven Have Knots.
He can Benny all my holla.
But I will say, for this role, he must have gained at least another 20 pounds of muscle. Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Like, I would get a uterus on the black market to get one with him. Like,
you better go searching.
Like, baby, that man right there. I don't get thirsty for many men at all. Like, but that one, oh,
Yes.
Only three episodes in. Is he not gonna have a love interest?
It's coming. He's in love with Mississippi.
I think he's in love with Mississippi.
Oh, because I'm like, we ain't gonna see no body scenes of him. We ain't getting.
Now, was I confused? Did we see Mississippi's boyfriend?
Yeah. No, that was him.
That was him, white boy. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, the one that's been beating the shit out of her. That was him.
I was like, Diamond, you good boy? Because I would have snapped his neck right there.
Oh no, there's a time and a place. Trust me. I think it's gonna go down.
Because Diamond come at you like a fucking viper.
I think he's gonna beat the shit out of him, and then that's gonna be it, and he's gonna win her love, and there's your love scene. Maybe it might be the last episode because it's already renewed for a second season.
The little white boy's fine.
Well, y'all at home, I have decided, and it is going to be a requirement, so they don't have an option. When we come out of this pandemic, the fellas is going over to take a pole dancing class, and we don't know how to get on the pole.
I'm ready, boo. I got a damn pole. I'm getting a pole in the house.
I'm ready.
I'm going to do some Mississippi crooked little pole.
I'm going
to learn how to walk on each cheek.
Me? I'm right. I'm going to do at least 25% of what they did on the show.
So I have to give major props. Y'all know we laughed about it because maybe about, has it been during pandemic where the young lady, the dancer, fell and she broke her front teeth? Was that pandemic time? Or was that?
That was at the beginning of our pandemic. That's April when Mama fell. 50, how many stories was it?
She fell forever.
That bitch fell and got up and started twerking. She won my car. I wish I was there to give her some money. I wanted to cash app because I was going to send that bitch some money.
Like, baby, you need them stacks. You need all stacks.
After watching P-Valley, honey, I have to give you the utmost respect. The utmost respect because you are a true professional, honey.
Baby, you twerk on the ceiling and fail.
Over. You came from the ceiling, and those are some high ceilings. That ain't your little mama ceiling. That's some goddamn high ceilings. Because I'm sitting here looking like, well, damn, how far up is this damn pole?
And it's like, do you know grown-ass men get ladders to climb up on top of the roof? Bitch, you climbed up there on the pole.
And this is higher than ladders. This is higher than ladders. So kudos to her. I have to give her props. Now, after watching this show and watching them get up on this goddamn pole, but when them three was on that pole and she got that? Working on top of them, I said, well, goddamn.
You saw that? The helicopter? The helicopter? Yeah.
We getting up. The fella's point of view is getting up on this goddamn pole, y'all. We gonna do it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to throw your weight on.
We're actually gonna do a show from the pole.
We're going to do a show from the pole, baby.
We're going to be throwing our weight on the pole.
We're going
to do a
show. So, y'all stay
tuned. The pole is about trust.
Yeah.
It's not about upper body strength. Throw your weight.
Throw your way, baby.
I love her. That little white girl is my girl. Like,
Each one teach one.
So I got to learn to walk in 6-inch heels first before I can get on the pole, because you got to have 6-inch heels on when you get on the pole.
I can teach you.
No, you can, because I know you got a pair. So I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna start.
Oh, wait, we didn't know drag was drag is included in it. Okay, well, yeah, we all got something to do in this quarantine.
Yeah, get yourself some 6-inch heels. Stop with no platform first, because it'll help if you got a good bend in your
and a good bustier and a thong.
start with a good workout portion.
Sorry, I'm wearing the booty shorts. I can't wear a thong. That's uncomfortable.
Excuse me, a thong.
I don't wear thongs. No, I wear a jock strap, but I won't.
Thong.
Booty shorts. Ow!
I wear a jock strap real quick.
No thong.
With some good thigh high boots. Yep.
I'm going to wear the same one Mercedes wore to kick her mama's ass. Same outfit. pumps it all.
Rip that bitch ass. That bitch needed her ass stumped with a heel.
That was the beat down of life, honey. I am still stuck. I had to rewind because I was like, see this? And then it made the news.
Right.
Made the news.
Like, baby, like, but the thing is, like, if you thought about it, what would you do if your mama did that to you?
Child.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I might not have whooped my mama's ass.
I would have been in jail, but too.
Me and Mary March don't speak now, so I would have killed her.
Who?
If my mama did that, I would have rolled over her with a car.
Honey, uh-uh.
Just kept rolling.
$20,000 that it took me. How many years did she say she was dancing for that money?
7 years.
I want all my coins back. I want it all back. So, kudos to P-Valley. Congratulations on getting picked up for a second season. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, P-Valley.
Yep, because they go. I'm personally going to put some more girls in there, too. They're going to get some more bitches in there.
Because we still haven't ended the first season, and the one and only, the true incomparable actress herself, Loretta Devine, is coming on as Uncle Clifford's grandmother, whatever they want to call it.
Right.
So, y'all, well, I'm looking for the last watch it. Go pick up this show. This is a really good show to watch when you want.
Clifford, I know you ain't got these hoes in here dancing for dollars.
Oh, my God, yes!
Dancing for dollars.
That sounds just like her ass.
You know it. So our last thing on the agenda this evening is that
yes,
we have to make sure we keep her name. We keep speaking her name. We saying Breonna Taylor. Breonna.
Yes.
Breonna Taylor. Yeah. And let's give major kudos to Oprah, because Oprah took it right there to that Attorney General, Daniel Cameron. She took it right to his home, and she took her money and got 26 billboards, which is how old Breonna Taylor was. And there are billboards all around with Breonna Taylor's face on them saying, justice must be served.
It's right.
Served. It has been 5 months, and this attorney, the Attorney General has done everything that he wanted to do. Daniel Cameron.
Cameron.
Is his name.
Daniel Cameron, oh, Uncle Tom as
cool.
Uncle Ruckus as.
Yes, motherfucker.
You got engaged. And not one black person was in there, so you don't have no family?
No, we're not even mad for that. The motherfucking fact is that you got love and happiness while this bitch got death and silence.
Right.
Right.
And justice and no motherfucking peace in her own goddamn home. But apparently you got a piece of happiness in yours. That's the motherfucking problem.
And 150 days, now you're saying that is also going to take an additional 50-something days, because now we have to have no contact. Something, I didn't understand that part. I'm confused at this whole process.
He needs to social distance from half them white ladies and go find some black women to slap him back into some fucking reality and get on the goddamn ball and do something about this fucking thing. I was like, do you know you got the whole Oprah book club after you now?
Oh, all of it. The book's down. They ready to
organize. Because now, once Oprah has gotten into this,
baby, you got the white ladies mad at you now.
And what I don't understand is Oprah got money to leave them billboards there.
And they're not regular white. They Walmart white.
She got money to leave it there until she decides she wants to take it down, until you do something. And it's sad that we have to do all of this for you to even.
They're gonna be at every one of your tea parties. They're gonna be at every one of your fundraisers. Like, I heard what Miss Oprah said. That's a darn shame there. That's a darn shame. Have you done anything about that, son? Have you done anything? Because you know that's how they start. Have you done anything about that, son? Like, uh-oh.
So
that's when it was like, what have you done, nigga?
It's really sad that we
not
are.
Now they acknowledge your fucking race. You're part of the family until what have you not done, bitch? You done pissed Oprah off. And you can't miss. You can't even piss it off Miss Oprah. We still on her book club list. And her magazines, the magazines help us out with her favorite things so we can buy shit for people we don't like.
All I know is it's really, really sad that we have to still be having this discussion. It really is sad to still be having this discussion 150 years later.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like how do you reconcile that, you know, morally, where you like, where's your moral compass when you have held a person's, an innocent person's life to such low regard?
It's obvious, like, he doesn't have any morals.
He's been this is a person who had no criminal record, no nothing, like nothing. This was literally would just stay up, just black in their house.
She was, that was it. She's
black in the house black.
We are continuing to pray for Tamika Palmer, which is Breonna's mother. I mean, as she said today on the news, that this is beyond Breonna now. This is beyond her. This has moved on. This has gotten so much bigger. And I just hate that sometimes we will talk more about black men who have been killed than we do about black women. We leave the black women out, and the only reason we really pushed Sandra Bland is because it was just so blatant with the video. But there have been so many other black women that have been killed. There have been so many trans black women who have been killed. Mm-hmm. When are we to the point that murder is not it for nobody? I don't care if you a dog, cat, rat, whatever. Killing people unjustly, unarmed, is not it.
And I'm kind of just disgusted that, like, the officers involved are just sitting around. Like, people do not have any type of moral compass. Yeah. You know you went in there, mistake or not. You know you went in there and just killed that fucking woman, and now her life is gone. Now you're sitting home, whether you're in anguish or whatever, you're sitting home quiet. Human decency would say that you would at a minimum would admit that you made a fucking mistake, and it cost somebody their damn life.
She black, so we ain't doing that. She black,
right?
On the Richter scale of her weight and worth is not very much compared to the weight and worth of the narrative of people who can't express competence to believe that her life was worth anything.
So we continue to pray. We pray for Ben Crump. Is that his name? Yeah, her lawyer. Okay. He gets wisdom and hears directly from God how to guide this case. Because only God can give the final outsay on this one, because we need a different outcome than what we're having right now.
Justice for Breonna.
Justice.
Right now, own gotcha.
So, you guys, we have come to the end of another show. Yes, we have. We hope that you enjoyed, and you know what to do. God damn it, share the goddamn share.
Right, like us, listen, share, and subscribe.
Get your ass on Apple and give us a 5. Give us a 5.
Spread us like peanut butter.
Subscribe on Apple, subscribe on Google, subscribe on Spotify. All the wonderful places. And we're getting ready to go to Pandora, so hold on. We are.
And I'm telling you, we're gonna get that OnlyFans up one day. You won't see us in there. You'll never know when it's gonna happen, because we may be OnlyFans employees in a minute.
Well, I'm not talent on that one. I'm a director. I'm a director scene. I'm a behind the scenes. I'm not talent on the OnlyFans.
And cut the scene as you holding your bosom and turning around slowly, like, oh Lord.
Right. Stand in.
Stand in, yes. Body. body double right after I holler, pick me up, daddy, pick me up, daddy.
You sure you haven't seen a nipple like this? Stand in.
There you go.
She's not my eye.
So you guys have a great week. Continue to listen to us. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for, I wanted to go shout out this. Our clip this week, our high this week was the clip with Tiffany Haddish in Common. You guys love that one. I'm like, oh my God, the numbers are amazing on that one. You guys have loved that. Thank you. We got some other clips up. Make sure y'all listen to the other goddamn clips too and take those numbers up too.
But we still like Tiff and Common. Yes, we do.
We know that you love that community dick like we do too.
Thank you all for coming. We appreciate you. We love you. Stay encouraged and stay out of our damn inboxes. Don't nobody want to sex you up except for
maybe.
November 3rd, vote.
Vote.
Love you.
Peace out. Peace out. Uh-oh, where's the button? You know, man.